to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. And today, we continue our practice as we conclude chapter 7 in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in verses 25 through 28. Therefore, he is always able to save those who approach God through him, since he lives forever to make intercession for them. It was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, higher than the heavens. He has no need, as did the high priest, to offer sacrifice day after day, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people. He did that once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints men subject to weakness to be high priests. But the word of the oath, which was taken after the law, appoints a son, who has been made perfect forever. Jesus stood between you and sin once you said yes to him as your Savior. He intercedes for us, sharing the kingdom of God, telling us to go and sin no more. He identifies with your struggle, taking upon himself the punishment that reveals how you become healed. He rids you of shame, and the reason why we like to point the finger and blame, to remember no more what we disdain, living God first over pain. Now you begin to see others' struggles, especially ones that you've been in fights with yourself over the years, as we've learned to sin no more as we fight the temptation of the world through our practice, prayer, and proclamation of living redeemed. My poetry is his surrender. My poetry is his surrendered to this notion of serving others over myself, placing mercy at the feet of strangers, living ways to sin no more, hoping in faith to love over hate, no matter the place, heaven to taste. Amen. Today we review Catechist paragraph 1544 and 1545 once again. Everything that the priesthood of the Old Covenant prefigured finds its fulfillment in Christ Jesus, the one mediator between God and men. The Christian tradition considers Melchizedek, priest of God Most High, as a prefiguration of the priesthood of Christ, the unique high priest after the order of Melchizedek, holy, blameless, unstained. By a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified, that is, by the unique sacrifice of the cross. We continue in paragraph 1545, the redemptive sacrifice of Christ is unique, accomplished once for all, yet it is made present in the Eucharistic sacrifice of the Church. The same is true of the one priesthood of Christ. It is made present through the ministerial priesthood without diminishing the uniqueness of Christ's priesthood. Only Christ is the true high priest, the others being only his ministers. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. Lord, we pray for the Ukrainian people each day as we continue to lift up this struggle in the world of sin. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. as we pray for those who just entered the church and Holy Mother Church herself. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 7, as we conclude chapter 7 today, with verses 25 through 28, two stanza poem. It's ongoing in areas. It's titled, Intercession Always of How You Once Behaved. In Jesus, God approached you. You are saved. Intercession always of how you once behaved. Priest High Fitting Sharing Paul described why we pray. Heavens above, sinner separated, undefiled, innocent, holy without dismay. Day after day, sacrifice needed, no more as shame. Sin's own first, people sins then of disdain. Himself offered as a complete offering, once and for all would gain. Forever perfect, Son of Man, appointed over the law, oath, he remains. It should say, he forever remains, amen. Forever remains. Because Jesus can't be taken away. Will never deny you. He will not stop loving you. And will not stop giving you that satisfaction. Knowing that you are redeemed. Living in his mercy always. So we hope that you are accepting his mercy today. As we close. Oh, thank heaven for a universal utterance at 7-Eleven. We've been thanking John and Marie for their little run as we pray to close in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all your gifts to us as we pray for those who we said we would pray for today, special intentions. As we pray for my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you.